tonight on the Hallmark Channel. It's Thanksgiving in a subway station. He's a homeless young musician who plays an empty paint bucket for loose change on a disgusting New York City subway platform. She's a gorgeous talent agent from Nashville in search of a gifted drummer, but was bitten by a rat when she was a girl visiting the big city. Will he trade his drumsticks for turkey drumsticks at her place? Or will he keep beating the bucket? Starring Jennifer Love Hewitt's roommate in one of her old shows, and the square-jawed actor who played cute guy in the stairwell one time on Big Bang Theory.
Oh, excuse me.
Thanksgiving in a subway station. Tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve. Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Does this crap ever end?
It's not crap. This is good stuff.
Interpretive, postmodern, trend-setting.
Excellent.
Today is Wednesday.
Thanksgiving's tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
You brought a turkey?
Oh, did he remember the thought?
Oh, that turkey now.
Thanksgiving food.
We need Thanksgiving side dishes, right?
Turkey, the stuffing.
The cranberries.
Stuffing, am I right?
Delicious giblet gravy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 app. So you let the horse in here, and radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello.
How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time after that, you want to listen to either our live show between 8 and 11 or our feature channel 24/7, 365. You just simply say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can also get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will? Yes, she will. All right. So the podcast is a repack of the live show. We take all the segments and bits and interviews and things that we do during the live show. We repack them into a full length and anatomically correct podcast. And that is available anywhere you get your podcasts, including the Alexa device. You can search The Mike Show VA on whatever platform you use for your podcast. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, or just go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll find a link to the podcast as well. Each new podcast drops after the show, usually right around noon. And we also have bonus content from great places like Cher Greater Lynchburg. So each and every interview that we do with Cher Greater Lynchburg is in our bonus content section of the podcast. So you don't have to listen to the whole show to hear different bonus content segments and things like that. It's really, really cool. And coming
ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
No, coming in 2025, we will be celebrating our 10-year anniversary. Yes, Radio 434 is turning 10 years old in 2025, And we are going to have a year-long celebration. And we're introducing our brand new app. Yes. Oh, thank God. Yep. The brand new app in 2025 will not only will it feature our feature channel, not only will it have our live show on it, but it will also have all the podcasts on it. It will also have video on it. Where you can link up to our live video. You can watch the show on Facebook Live, but you'll also be able to watch the show on our new app, which, again, is coming out in 2025. All right, Wednesday edition. It is Thanksgiving Eve. So happy you could join us today. Program note, we are off for Thanksgiving Thursday. We are off for Black Friday, and then, of course, off the weekend. We will be back Monday, the 2nd of December. And then it is full steam ahead right up until the Christmas Eve show, which we are doing a Christmas Eve show. We do it every year. And then that's it. That's it for the year. We're off. After Christmas Eve, last show of the year, we're off. And we'll be back. We'll be back the first full week in January. But we've got a whole month of December. Once we get through Thanksgiving, got a whole month of December to work between December 2nd and the 24th, Christmas Eve. So enjoy it. All right, coming up today, we of course are going to get really smart with five random facts. We're going to get really really stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news, and we've got Thanksgiving nonsense. White meat or dark meat, gravy portions, and the real cost of hosting Thanksgiving this year. Plus, our top list, top types of people at every Thanksgiving gathering. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Christmas is coming to downtown Lynchburg. Join us at the Lynchburg Community Market for the best selection of local offerings, including handcrafted goods and holiday treats. Take a carriage ride down Main Street or stop and take your photo with Santa. A holiday event with something for the whole family to enjoy. Taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving to Christmas. We're located on the corner of 12th and Main Street, and you can find more information at LynchburgCommunityMarket.com or on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. Happy holidays from Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! And now, thoughts from a balloon handler at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Worst job ever. Hey, Bill, how'd you spend your Thanksgiving? Freezing my butt off while getting rope burn? It's not fair. Everyone else in the parade gets to wave. But if I do that, my balloon hits a building and pops. And then America knows me as the guy who killed Garfield. Are people still into Garfield? All the kids are asking, where's Bluey? My nose really itches. Maybe I can scratch it and just let go for a quick second. Oh, my balloon!
It's gonna hit the building!
Daddy, he killed Garfield!
No, no!
He killed Garfield!
He killed Garfield!
Those were the thoughts of a balloon handler at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah, the Mike Show. Hi, I've done that. I haven't done it at Macy's, but my good buddy, and he may be listening or viewing us today, Bill Smith, Bill owns a balloon company, Smith Special Productions, and he's probably going to be heading up to Macy's to either attend or even help out at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. But anyway, we digress. We used to host all kinds of balloon events and sell these mini parades to all types of businesses and malls and things like that for Santa's arrival. So, you never know. We might start doing that again. Anywho's, it's The Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. Before we load up on Thanksgiving sides, let's load up on Thanksgiving facts, including how much hosting really costs. All right, the American Farm Bureau claims a basic Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people should only cost $58 this year, but a poll found the average host is spending more like $170, and that still might be low, because another poll that if you factor in food, drinks, and decor, it's more like $361. So, you know, depending on your situation, if you're...
I'm rich. You're not.
No, shut up. 42% of us will lean on restaurants for Thanksgiving this year. That includes people who are going out to eat, but also people who are just ordering one or two things to supplement their meal. Only 5% said they're going to a restaurant. Around 1 in 5 people plan to attend a Friendsgiving this year. Helping out in the kitchen might help you get lucky.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. So, you know, when you're there helping out in the kitchen, it's
nice
like...
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
A poll found 75% of us find people more attractive if they can cook. That's me. 6% of Americans say they'll... definitely, almost definitely argue about politics. Another 11% said it's somewhat likely. So 1 in 6 are bracing themselves for a politics argument. White or dark meat? 54% of us prefer white. 31% said dark. 15% like me said both equally. How much gravy do you use? I love gravy. I love it. A poll found 15% of us don't use any gravy. 12% drown our, or 17% rather, drown our food in it. Everyone else is somewhere in the middle. That would be me as well. But will your Thanksgiving dinner have options for vegetarians? 56% of people think it's necessary now. Are you drinking? Yep. The average man will have 3.1 alcoholic drinks on Thanksgiving. I am well above average. Women will have a little less, 2.4. The New York Post has a list of the top Thanksgiving foods that will give you gas. They claim the top four are mac and cheese, Brussels sprouts, broccoli casserole, and candied yams. A poll found that things we're thankful for this year are family, health, life in general, our job or finances, our faith or religion, our basic needs being met, and our friends. Got any good Thanksgiving disaster stories? People on BuzzFeed have been sharing their best ones, mostly about burning stuff. I would imagine burning food. One woman drank too much, forgot to make a bunch of sides, passed out, burned the turkey, and only ended up serving mashed potatoes. Wow. So there you go. That is our Thanksgiving. But we have the top list. We're going to go on to that. Thanksgiving is known for three things: turkey, football, and awkward conversations with people you see only once a year. Specifically, anyone from today's list. It's our top list today. Top types of people at every Thanksgiving gathering. All right, here we go. Number one, an aunt in a holiday sweater covered with cat hair. Top types of people at every Thanksgiving gathering: a cousin you're pretty sure participated in the Capitol riot. Top types of people at every Thanksgiving gathering: a sister in college who almost didn't come home because Kamala lost. Top types of people at every... Why was I struggling with that? Top types of people at every Thanksgiving gathering: a neighbor who brings a congealed dish that nobody touches. Top types of people at every Thanksgiving gathering. An entire room of men who talk to no one and just watch football. A great aunt who brings a chihuahua that won't stop humping everyone's leg. Top types of people at every Thanksgiving gathering. Did I say Halloween? I know. Okay. Well, take two if I did. Top types of people at every Thanksgiving gathering. A younger brother who's in the closet, even though everyone knows he's gay. Top types of people at every Thanksgiving gathering. An uncle who says something inappropriate, which your aunt blames on alcohol. A grandma who just sits there and stares. And top types of people at every Thanksgiving gathering. A fat guy who clogs the toilet. There you go. The Mike Show. It's what is today? Today's Wednesday. Thanksgiving Eve. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. We'll get to that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Don't forget to do everything in your power to avoid having to fish out a folding chair from the garage to sit with the B-list relatives. Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick's son is starring in a new crime series with his dad. The first episode's title, The Case of the Brazen Nepotism. Pizza Huts in China are selling a new pizza that comes with a deep-fried frog on top. Gross, but still a better option than pineapple. And Billie Eilish was named Apple Music's Artist of the Year. But don't worry, she'll still figure out a reason to be mopey. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. It's the hump day, Thanksgiving Eve edition. So happy you could join us. So, tomorrow being Thanksgiving, we've got some fun facts and stats about the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So this year, here, wait a minute. Let me see if I can find. We were doing this yesterday, Bill and I. We were talking about Charlie, who is our bearded dragon. Now Charlie has passed, sadly. But Charlie and bearded dragons in general, they're very, very smart. Charlie loved to watch television. So let me see if I can find. I've got a picture of him watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Anyway, okay, so here, if you're watching us on Facebook Live, there, this is Charlie, the bearded dragon, and he is watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. he would frequently watch television. He loved to watch movies, but the parade just seemed to be really captivating to him. For whatever reason. Maybe it was all the colors. Maybe it was all the movement. I don't know, but he loved it. Anyway, so back to the stats. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, the first one in 1924. Now, it happened when store employees marched to Macy's Herald Square dressed in vibrant colors. There were floats, professional bands, and live animals borrowed from the Central Park Zoo. But it was originally Christmas-themed, and it was meant to celebrate the expansion of Macy's flagship Manhattan store. It became an annual tradition after the first one attracted a crowd of over a quarter of a million people, despite limited publicity leading up to it. Before the Macy's parade, there was an annual Thanksgiving Ragamuffin Parade, where local children dressed up as beggars and asked adults on the street for pennies, candy, and apples. The Macy's Parade ended that tradition. The character balloons debuted 3 years later in 1927. The first one, Felix the Cat. The parade was broadcast on the radio for the first time in 1932. The first televised parade was 1946, but it was limited to the New York area. The Thanksgiving Day Parade floats were pulled by horses until 1939. Macy's canceled the parade during World War II, 1942 to 1944, because there were rubber and helium shortages. So that's why they aren't hyping anything special for the 100th anniversary this year. Apparently, they're waiting for the 100th parade or something. Interesting. That is interesting. Thanks to the parade, Macy's is reportedly the second largest consumer of helium in the world. Only the U.S. government consumes more. One character has appeared in the parade more than any other, Snoopy. He's appeared 43 times, most recently as Beagle Scout Snoopy. He'll also appear this year. The singers on the parade floats all lip sync. Yeah, it's surprising, isn't it? Yeah. That's true, even if they're amazing live performers. The floats just aren't equipped to deliver the proper sound quality. Marching bands have to apply more than 1 year ahead of time for a spot in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And a Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade movie was once in the works with a premise that involved the oversized balloons coming to life, but nothing ever came of it, at least not yet. This year's parade is scheduled to begin at 8:30 a.m. Eastern tomorrow morning and will run for a full 3.5 hours until noon. It'll air on NBC, as usual, along with the streams on the Peacock and Fubo. Savannah Guthrie, Hoda, and Al Roker from the Today Show will return as the hosts. This year's parade will feature 6 new character balloons, 4 new balloonicles, and 7 new floats. And New York City will be wet tomorrow, but the parade will happen rain or shine. There was some concern that strong winds could keep the balloons grounded like they were in 1971 and then also recently in 2019. But the forecast looks okay for wind, so expect a great parade. All right. This is still Charlie. Oh, man. All right. Coming up, we have, we're going to get smarter with 5 random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now, it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go, we don't know what you do, quite frankly, we don't really want to know. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. The Wizard of Oz is 102 minutes long, but Margaret Hamilton, who played the Wicked Witch of the West, was only on screen for 12 minutes. Number two. Microsoft put Solitaire and Minesweeper in early versions of Windows to teach people how to use the mouse and click. Number three. Grocery stores sell a total of $5.5 billion worth of impulse buys. Items in the checkout line. You know, those types of things every single year. $5.5 billion. Number four, Wyoming is the last state to change its legal drinking age to 21. They didn't make that law until July 1988. And then number five, in 1947, a plane carrying 11 people crashed over the Andes Mountains in Argentina. Before crashing, they sent the word Stendek in Morse code, S-T-E-N-D-E-C, in Morse code, and repeated it twice. No one knows what Stendek means. And those are your five random facts. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
Yep, that's Audio Vault is on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Christmas is coming to downtown Lynchburg. Join us at the Lynchburg Community Market for the best selection of local offerings, including handcrafted goods and holiday treats. Take a carriage ride down Main Street or stop and take your photo with Santa. A holiday event with something for the whole family to enjoy, taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving to Christmas. We're located on the corner of 12th and Main Street, and you can find more information at LynchburgCommunityMarket.com or on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. Happy holidays from Lynchburg Community Market.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right. So we had a list of foods as part of our top list segment. It was four foods to avoid if you want to avoid getting gas on Thanksgiving. Move over, Glinda. There's a different kind of musical being released.
Playing this weekend at your dining room table.
Stuffing and gravy, oh, what a delight. Till your wind starts blowing through the night. Pumpkin pie can't mask that methane sheen. Your farts are wicked, turn my skin green.
Not the Broadway hit, this one's kitchen table exclusive. And coming soon, the sequel, Silent But Deadly, live from the couch.
Oh my. All right, let's see. Let's go to viral videos. So this woman in Michigan named Abby Kreger keeps having issues with Kraft mac and cheese. Hear her out on her first TikTok video, and then I'll let you know what happened next.
I'm gluten-free, and I have gotten now four boxes of gluten-free mac and cheese that do not have a sauce packet inside. All four boxes have been bought at separate locations, even in different cities. I have filled out the form on Kraft's website, and all that happens is they send me a letter in the mail that says, "We're sorry," and a coupon for a free box of mac and cheese at my store of choice. The thing is, then I go in and use that coupon, and I get another box of mac and cheese, and I open it up, and there's no sauce packet inside. Kraft mac and cheese is not addressing the problem in their line of production.
All right. So here's what happened next.
These bags of gluten-free goodies and these roses get delivered to my house via Instant Cart. Banza pizza, Feel Good Foods mozzarella sticks, the three cheese mac and cheese bites. Stouffer's sent me a box of their cheese packets because their cheese packets are gluten-free.
Stouffer's t-shirt.
I made a difference in the gluten-free community. I've inspired them to make gluten-free pasta. I did that.
All right. So Kraft didn't address it, but other companies did, and they sent her all kinds of free stuff. And she also mentioned she's being interviewed in People magazine. Let's see. A baby name consultant claims the hot new trend for babies... dog names. Here's Colleen of Naming BB talking about it.
One of the most common name insults I see is, "That's a dog name." Dog names are in, okay? Like, that's a compliment now. When I think about dog names, a few trends come to mind. The first is like cutesy nickname names. Charlie, Daisy, Sophie, Ruby, Sadie, Archie. I also think of like short and sweet names. Leo, Max, Chloe, Luna. Luna is a huge dog name and the number 10 ranked baby name for girls. Bear, Banjo, Blue. I think if you went to Australia, you'd see that those names are super on trend, and against your best instincts, you'd start to like them.
According to dictionary.com, the word of the year is demure. There was a 1,200% spike in usage recently, and mostly because of an influencer, Jules LeBron, who used the word in a couple videos earlier this year, and then it blew up. Check out the original viral video.
How I do my makeup for work, I don't look like a clown when I go to work. I don't do too much. I'm very mindful while I'm at work. Very demure. A lot of you girls go to the interview looking like Marge Simpson and go to the job looking like Patty and Selma. Not demure. Be mindful of why they hired you. Here's your reality check, diva. What's the name you'd like me to make it out to?
Okay. Let's see. What is this? A new AI program. Supposedly creates new musical sounds that have never been heard before. The first had a prompt asking to create the sound of a sentient robot waking up. The second part is the sound of a train horn slowly turning into an orchestra playing a chord. Let's listen to it. I'm pretty sure I heard that driving up to, or taking the train up to New York. It all sounds like sounds on the train. Yeah, of course that one. Okie doke. A video of a teenage girl throwing a tantrum at an AT&T store in Atlanta is going viral. Her mom apparently decided to take her phone away and was there canceling her plan. Here's a quick clip. Yikes. Man, oh man. Hey, Santa Claus is watching. Wait, that probably won't work. Let's see. Actor Earl Holliman died yesterday in his home in Studio City. He was 96. Earl has the distinction of starring in the very first Twilight Zone episode, Where Is Everybody? That's the episode. It was mostly just him, since his character was alone in an abandoned town. Here is a clip.
Look, I don't want you to think I'm nuts or anything. It's nothing like that. It's just that I don't seem to remember who I am. Well, it's a real oddball thing, but when I woke up this morning, I just found myself out on that road walking. Hey! Where is everybody?
I don't know. He also starred with Angie Dickinson on the TV show Police Woman. Let's see. Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins shared a story with Howie Mandel that he might be half-brothers with comedian Bill Burr.
About 10 years ago, my stepmother said to me, "Do you know who Bill Burr is?" Now, at that point, I'd never heard of Bill Burr. I didn't know who he was. I didn't know he was a comedian or any. He could have been the guy down the street. I think I even somehow called up a picture on a phone, and I kind of noticed right away, like, gee, he really looks like my father. I said to my mother, like, well, why are you asking me this? She goes, I think Bill Burr might be one of the children that your father sired in his days on being a traveling musician. This is a true story. I'm not making up. There's no joke in this. This is a true story.
Okay. Let's see. Are we going to comedian? I think we are. All right, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Sue Murphy on how Thanksgiving is her favorite holiday.
Cook for what? Eating is so fun. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday because of the food, and also because, well, it's the only meal that it's all right at the table as soon as you're done, just to go, oh, that was really good. Oh, oh yeah, sure, I'll have more pie, why not? I'm gonna fall asleep with my mouth open. Why don't you just jam it in my head, because I'm not enough of a bloated toad. My pants aren't tight enough. It's the only holiday my mom doesn't go, Sue, get off the floor. She goes, oh, that looks pretty good. I guess I'm coming down there with you. Let's look up your Aunt Dot's dress. What a great holiday. We gather the people we love around us to give thanks. And how do we celebrate in this country? What do? We jam breadcrumbs up a turkey's butt. Right on. Give me a dead bird and a loaf of bread. And you know what I'm saying? Thank you.
All right, so that's your audio vault for today. Let's lovingly reach over here and grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. There you go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Dot News, and then we've got some good news for you. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. A 32-year-old man in Youngstown, Ohio, named Jermaine Young, went to a Denny's recently and asked his server about the law enforcement discount. He flashed a detective badge, and he got his bill reduced. Then he left two $20 bills on the table and walked out. The employee later found out that the bills he left were counterfeit, called police. They looked into it and determined that the money was fake and that the guy was not employed as an officer, shouldn't have a badge. They tracked Jermaine down, and he's facing charges for impersonating a police officer, criminal simulation, and theft. It's unclear why he asked for the discount when he was paying with counterfeit money. Maybe he was getting low on real and fake money. We don't know. And then there's this. A box truck in North Carolina crashed into an RV that was loaded with more than two dozen snakes. I said, two dozen snakes. I know. The owner of the RV does reptile expos, not reptile expos, and had to round them up himself. Here's the tow truck driver, Clayton Barfield, and the owner of the RV talking about the accident.
I would say this is, it's in the top 10 of different.
I had some venomous snakes get loose in the camper, so I had to come back in there trying to get them snakes before the EMS personnel come in, you know.
I do not like snakes. I do not like snakes at all.
There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. How about this? A college kid in Seattle managed to walk away unscathed after a huge tree fell on his car last week. He was driving home when it landed on his hood and crushed it, but there was just enough room and he wasn't hurt. Here is Tyson Ramirez talking about what had happened.
I kind of just slumped back in my chair or in my seat a little bit, bracing for impact, and sure enough, the tree crashes. I tried to open my driver's side door, no use. The tree was totally horizontal on my car, and I was stuck. She said, well, do you want me to take your picture? And her reasoning, she said, well, you might never get to see this angle again. So at first it threw me off, but then she was right. Even in the moment, even as I was trapped, a bit of gratefulness. And once I was pulled out, I gave them the tightest hug. I was so thankful to go home that night.
And there you go. That's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, be the change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the show. We are back next Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back Monday, December the 2nd, for another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Going to take a nice long Thanksgiving weekend. And thanks. Thanks for catching up with us.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?